John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Tomorrow night at Helium Comedy Club, this gentleman will be recording his new album. Do you prefer album, Chip, to CD?
We'll call it album,
Okay, his new album. All right, he'll be recording that at Helium tomorrow night. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Chip Chantry returns to our studio. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning back to you, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm ready. I'm ready to do this.
Now, you raised a question, because I did this story earlier, and you raised a question about the woman asking people for $1,500 for the wedding.
$1,500 for a wedding.
Per person.
Right,
because she had $15,000. She wanted a $60,000 wedding and asked everybody who was attending to give them $1,500.
Are you kidding me?
No, not at all.
If I was invited, I would never pay. You know what I'd do? I'd pay $2,000 to be front row at her funeral. That's what I would do. Happily, I would pay that. Come on. It's a wedding. They do the same things at every wedding. How can it be that expensive?
Right.
I'm really going to pay that to see them do their first dance. I feel like when I got married last year, we did it a little less traditional. We just made it fun. We didn't do all like the speeches and the whole thing.
Right.
I hate my least favorite part is the cutting of the cake. They do the cutting of the, we just had cupcakes. My wife wanted cupcakes.
Okay.
They cut the cake and then they feed each other the cake, which is so stupid. And it's so cutesy. Who wants to watch a newlywed couple feed each other cake? I'd much rather watch a newly divorced couple feed each other cake. Just bring everybody together, sign the papers. Here you go, Kevin. That would be way more exciting. I would watch that at pay-per-view right there. $1,500 for that. I don't get couples. We have this one couple that they're married, friends of ours. They just went to a swingers party recently, like a swingers event, which I don't get. That's not my scene. I would not be able to handle a swingers party. Like, that's your thing. Great. That's wonderful. I would not. I don't even like regular parties, let alone a swingers party.
Okay.
Like, I feel like if I was at a swingers party, just like a regular party, I would still just end up on the stairs petting the dog. Like, that's right.
You guys good up there? You guys all right? Just gonna pet the dog.
I always want to be the first guy to leave a party, too. Like, I'm out by 10 p.m. Let's go. And it's like, you always have to give your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, girlfriend the eye. Be like, hey, you're ready to get out of here. You know? And how do you do that at a swingers party? I got to go find my wife up in a bedroom somewhere, open the door, be like, honey, want me to grab your jacket? Or find your jeans? How do we do this? What's the protocol? I'm a hypochondriac, too. I'm a germaphobe.
Really?
It's my thing, yeah. I'm always washing my hands and all. I couldn't handle swingers party. You know, I don't like shaking hands with people, let alone shaking anything else. You know, I'm not a handshake kind of guy. Like, I respect the handshake. I think that's how I was raised. You know, you meet somebody, you look them in the eye, you shake your hand. It's respectful. I just don't like the touching thing. It's flu season's the worst for me. I gotta wash my hands. I wish there could be a non-touching version of that. A respectful thing, right. Which is not like that's why I love Eastern cultures. They have the bow. I love the bow
because
it's like I respect you, but. Stay the hell over there. Right. You know what I mean? Like, get away. You know? Is there anything? We could replace the handshake with something. Even the fist bump, you're touching a little bit. It could be anything. It could be blowing kisses. Blowing kisses would be great for me. Blowing kisses is the new handshake. Like, two guys meet each other on the street, be like, hey, what's up? I'm Justin. You know, nice to meet you. You know? Two CEOs, like, make a $1 billion merger over, like, a big boardroom, like AT&T and Time Warner, or whatever. It's like, we got a deal? We got a deal.
He can't go back on it. He blew a kiss on it. Man's blowing kisses his word. That's what my grandpa told me.
Oh my lord.
And as a hypochondriac, I'm always so nervous. I'm watching TV all the time, and every commercial anymore is just about how we're going to die and the pills you need to take to put it off a couple months.
And then all of the side effects. I love listening to the side effects.
Oh, yeah. Right. I'm just going to have diarrhea forever, apparently, no matter what I take.
And I love the way they say, you know, take this pill, but if you're allergic to it, well, how the hell do I know I'm allergic to a brand new pill until I take it?
Yes, you know? Absolutely, yeah. Then you got to take two more pills to get you unallergic to it. Yeah. It's ridiculous. My favorite new one is the eczema commercial. Do you guys know the eczema commercial?
Oh, is that the one? Like, I'm okay.
I'm okay.
The redheaded girl.
And she's trying to put it off. Like, she's embarrassed by it.
Right.
But it's always, so you learn things from it. And what I've learned from this commercial, apparently, is that if you have a friend who suffers from eczema, what you're supposed to do is loudly bring it up in the middle of a busy restaurant. Oh, Karen,
fine. Your eczema's flaring up again. She's like, no, I'm fine. She's like, no, I think it's not. I prepared a PowerPoint presentation for you and everyone in the restaurant. Yes, waiter, I'll have the Caesar salad. Old scratchy arms over here will have the salmon. She's got arms like an alligator. It's rude. I'm supposed to do that.
Oh my god.
I try to be good though. My wife is like, she's super healthy. Uh-huh. She reads a magazine and she eats very well. Like I try to eat better.
Right,
She reads, literally gets a magazine every month called Eating Well. It's called Eating Well.
Okay.
Like, just rub it in my face. Like, that's like reading Flossing Monthly. You know, like, do it, but you really have to. She, like, lays it around. Like, I think she wants me to read it. You know, she's always looking through the art. I'm just sitting on the other side of the room just flipping through my copy of Donuts, Donuts, Donuts.
Well, Jim Chantry is appearing tomorrow night for one show only. He's recording his new album. We'd love to have you be part of it. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-946-9001. How's the dog?
He's doing great.
Yeah.
He's amazing. We just got him cut the other day.
Yeah.
Like his haircut, not
right.
Him cut.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's got a summer do and he's walking around. He's hanging out. Stanley's doing well. Unfortunately, he won't be there tomorrow night. He's got a prior engagement.
A swingers party?
Yeah, he's got a swingers party.
On the stairs. $1,500 a day.